Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and south. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Lost, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things ain't what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more than you from me? Can't you stand? Couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss America. American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? Teach me how to dance real slow. be the day that I die.
And they were singing, All righty, everybody. I'm here. I'm live. Everything's okay. Had a personal call. That was kind of something I had to get to. But everything's okay. So everything's good. So we're glad you are here. Diane Naylor is my guest, psychic medium from Canada. I know a lot of you guys are called in. That is great. So I'm not going to say any announcements. I do thank you all for waiting, and let's bring in my guest here from Canada, the nice, beautiful state, and very, very cold. Let's bring in Diane Naylor to the show. We can find her button here. Diane, you there?
No.
Okay, great. let's see. Let's see if... Okay. All right. Is this Diane?
I think so.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is Diane Naylor from Canada.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Woo! I had to give you a proper introduction.
Oh, I love it.
The crowd is revved up. So it seems like it's been like forever since we talked. You know that?
I know. I think it's been at least 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh no,
right.
November 28th. Nope, December 12th was my last time.
Right, because you had a week.
Yeah.
You couldn't make it, and then we went on the holiday. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
12th, 19th, 26th. Yeah. So how you been? How were your holidays?
They were really fantastic, actually. I did have to work on Christmas Day, which was really fun because we usually do this great big huge potluck dinner for everybody. And so that was fun. And New Year's, I just kind of kept it low key. But yeah, it's been an interesting first week of the new year, that's for sure.
Yeah. Did you see Santa? Did you get able to catch him and his reindeers?
I did, and Santa actually brought me a pair of light-up shoes. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Wow. You need to send me a video.
So the little kids... No. I will. I got them for work because I work in a hospital, right? And I thought, oh, that would be so much fun if I wore those. It would probably cheer people up, so... They're pretty cool.
Yeah, I bet. I was gonna. It's funny you say that. You know that you work in a hospital, which I of course knew. But the reason I wanted to ask you is, what do you do in the hospital? Like, what are your duties? What do you do?
Okay, well, I think I know what the Americans call it. I'm what they call a healthcare aide, or a nurse's aide. So. I'm there to help the nurses. And so I like kind of like a gopher person. Like we get everything the patients need, set them up and everything except for giving them medications basically. And then we also help the nurses and I work with fractured hips. So it's a lot of elderly people I work with.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So my question is that, and it's great you do that, is would how do you I always wondered this, and now that my daughter is kind of she's going to school to be a full-time nurse, and she's working part-time at the hospital nursing and doing, you know, things instructed to her to do, and she recently had a patient who she's been taking care of on and off for the last 6 months, and she got pretty close to, and she died this past Thursday. And they said it was, you know, really a hard day for her. How do you handle that?
Well, for me, when it comes to like being in the hospital, like at the what I'm in, like the fractured hips, we don't have a lot of deaths there, but or we don't actually have the people there a long time, so it's not like you get used to them for months and months and months, and then they pass. But it does happen that they do pass. More so in the long-term care, it was a little sadder because you get to know these people. But, you know, ever since I was really young, I've always had this really, I think it's a healthy idea about death. And I always know death is there, and I also know that there's a more beautiful place, or it's just as beautiful, do you know what I mean? Like, so I definitely have a belief that there's something other than life, there's death, and I believe we go somewhere. So I've always kind of had that idea. I guess I started about age 15 is when my grandfather died. So that's how I do handle it. Like, does that make sense right now? I believe because I know that there is life after death, I feel there's life after death, that I feel they're in a beautiful place. So I would rather them be there than suffering here. So that's how I kind of look at it. So I'm okay with it. And a lot of people, you know, they don't, it is hard because they miss that person. And she's young, right? Your daughter is like in her 20s?
Yeah, early 20s, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I actually remember in my 20s, I was housekeeping for a lady who passed away. And that was pretty sad because, you know, it was something I was routine to do once a week. I would sit, you know, I'd clean her house and then I'd sit and have tea with her. And, you know, that was pretty sad for me. But then again, like, I'd have my cry. You know, I'm going to miss that person here. But I also had that understanding that there's, you know, that nothing's bad happening to them once they're gone. So I just have that feeling of peace that they're okay and they're not suffering. And I'd rather see that. That's all.
Right. Yeah, I agree. That's kind of what I told her, and that, you know, when they pass, you know, that there's no more suffering and they're so happy and such on a better side. And she's doing a lot better now, she's told me. But I knew that would be adjustment period for her being in that field. So, yeah.
I mean, did you handle when your parents died? Like, you were so young when your parents died. I would think that would be more traumatic for me.
Yeah,
you know, especially at a young age.
Yeah, it's funny because we were talking about that the last hour. The guest was asking me about what got me on my spiritual path. So I went through that story. But as far as that question, you know, what really helped me was, especially when my mom died, because that was the end of both of them. I had no parents after that. That was the hardest one, of course, because then I had no parents. What got me through that was really just moving forward. It was, I was a senior in high school, so I had all of that with my friends, all the activities going on, and I went straight off to college. So I guess I kept busy and I kept looking ahead most of the time. And that really helped me. And that's kind of one thing I tell a lot of my listeners who are grieving, you know, to keep busy, you know, don't just, you know, stay at home and be depressed, keep busy.
I think the whole thing too is that people need to grieve. So, right. You know, there is a grieving process. And I think what happens is we sit there and we also get upset with ourselves. Well, why are we so sad? And then we get stuck in the sadness, right? Where when we realize it's okay to feel sad and to be sad and to miss that person, you know, but one thing we always have to be guaranteed in this life is there is death in physical plane, right? So
right.
It's really, you know, really it's for us to understand that, you know, it is going to happen and a time comes or it doesn't, you know, it's their time. And that understanding, it helps. And going on that too is a lot of people are like, well, why did someone kill themselves? You know, they're so sad about depression or about suicide that, you know, it. Sometimes what they don't realize is that is sometimes a good thing for that soul. You know, even though it seems so down and sad that someone just kills themselves, you know, it's a renewal, a new beginning.
Right, exactly. Very well said, Diane. Well, why don't we try to work in some of these lovely callers here? Got a lot of them on the line.
Sure.
I want to speak to you. And how does that sound? Good?
Awesome. Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, good. okay, let's, let's
I'm
go.
I'm trying
to
deal with this dog coming in and out of my room right now.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
So, okay, put on, what's it? Certain music. Does that help the dog go away? Maybe some more clapping or something.
Actually, we use a water bottle or a blowhorn, the sports blowhorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get
I would
that.
Blow the blowhorn with you guys here.
Blowhorn. Sometimes I have to do that with
really
my cat. Sometimes I have to do it with my cat. My cat gets into these times where she just wants to project and just yell. I mean, just when she wakes up, she just wants everybody to know she woke up and she's not in a good mood. And she just, so I'll get something to rattle. Like, here, it's one of my toys I get. Something, you know,
that's funny.
Something kind of loud, and she'll run off and. It's like, you know, she'll look into the rooms, you know, in the house and see if, you know, any doors closed. Like, there's got to be someone there. And I keep telling her, you know, we're the only ones in here, okay? There's no one else here. So, but anyway.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, my son actually just got a little baby kitten. So we have a Malamute dog with this tiny little kitten, and he's actually really good with her, so.
Mm.
And I didn't realize how much I missed having a cat.
Yeah, yeah. She dog didn't eat the cat yet, so that's pretty good.
No, we're doing okay right there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, let's take our first caller then. Let's go to area code 310 in California. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Hi, yes. My first name is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Hey, Brittany.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you today?
I'm well. Should I ask a question, or are you just kind of pick up something?
You can ask a question right now, if you like.
Okay.
I'm just kind of looking at my notes, what I wrote down, and I said, waves of beauty, a wide open ocean. So I know I have you here, California, right?
Yes.
Nice oceans.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm just
right.
Trying to catch my breath trying to get that dumb dog out of my room here.
Oh, that's okay.
Can I
that's
ask
okay.
you a question first?
Sure.
Okay, are you struggling with happiness right now?
There's a rift between me and my beloved. My boyfriend and I aren't communicating, and I just kind of wanted to know if there's going to be a reconciliation or, if, you know, move forward in a positive direction.
Is he older male?
No, he's actually younger.
Younger?
A couple years, yeah.
Okay, let me see if I can, because I wrote down male, older male. So he's not older than you, but is he like, is he a sophisticated age? I would say like 40?
No.
Mm-mm. No? Okay, then that's not him. Sorry. Is any chance, I have a feeling that there's like suffocation in the relationship. Is that why it stepped away a little bit?
No, that's not necessarily the issue. Yeah. It's more or less misunderstanding and just non-communication.
Non-communication.
Yeah.
Sorry, I wanted to see if I was connecting with you for like before you got on. That was all.
And
like
okay.
Sometimes I have a hard time like picking out who is the like who the message is for. So that's all I was doing because that was something I wrote down.
Oh, okay.
I'm just getting non-communication. Is this more so? I feel like it's almost more so on your part that the communication is not always there.
Say yes to that.
Okay. And that you have a little hard time sharing your feelings. And it's specifically like in your feelings. Like, I sense that you kind of hold it back. Like, you want to say something and you can't say it. And feel you can't say it. And that's kind of what he's just like, come on, like, just talk about it. Like, I don't know if you're mad at me or if you're happy with me. And it's confusing to him.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So if it's more so on your part, like, that's only what I'm sensing right now, is that you just need to have to actually be able to, it's like, let go of that fear of anything happening.
Okay.
And if this is not, like, please tell me if this is resonating with you. That's what I'm sensing, is that it's like you're the one who has a hard time saying it, or sometimes you might come across the wrong way.
No, I'm just non-confrontational, and I think sometimes when I do want to speak, like, my truth, I just try to avoid just confrontation. And so I just don't speak it at all. And
right.
I know that's not positive or healthy. And so that's something that I'm actually working on. And I was hoping that maybe we could probably have a discussion and I could actually tell him that that's my authenticity.
Then you need to tell him that.
I know. But the thing is that it's kind of like this back and forth. He's a little bit stubborn, as am I. And so it's
right.
Like, who's going to reach out to who? And I reached out to him yesterday, but I haven't heard anything. So I don't know
mm-hmm.
if he's, like, going to be receptive.
Oh, so right now you're in the rejection mode where you're scared to being rejected.
Well, he reached out to me, and
yeah.
I missed his call, and then I reached out back. So I'm just waiting for him
right.
to kind of reach back out, yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's like a tug-of-war game.
<Yeah.
laughs> I think you just keep going along because I feel like really good energy with this relationship. It's just like you have like these little tweaking to do. I don't think it's like
right.
a huge, huge issue, but I think that it will help you grow more once you
right.
definitely do. So I do definitely see the energy of him and you together.
Yeah.
It just might not be like the timeline you want. So just let it go
right.
and just continue to do the growth that you're doing because I do see a positive outcome.
Okay. All right, good.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that helps a lot. I appreciate that.
And don't be afraid to say something. Like, try maybe instead of like when you do want to talk about something and you're afraid to have that conflict, before you like rehearse it in your mind first. Because I know
okay.
that sometimes that's one thing I'm really afraid of too, is like if I say this, the person's going to get upset and you know, past things that have happened that person has been upset if I've talked to them and it just doesn't, you know, I'm just trying to have a mature conversation.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
So I'm constantly
exactly.
having to create, and this is mostly at work for me, is where I'm constantly having to create the conversation, like, how am I going to present this so that I can be really gentle and, you know, but then I also can't lose myself in trying to please everybody else also. So
right,
so I sit there and I say, okay, is this worth complaining about, or is this worth even bringing up? And,
right,
you know, and that's kind of how I look at it, because I do have some hostile people.
And that's how I usually find myself in that, in same scenarios. Like, I always ask myself, is this worth it? And so I don't find that a lot of times it is, and I just won't say anything at all. And I think that affects him. But I don't want to have to, like, keep saying things every 5 minutes, you know?
Absolutely. And sometimes, like, I'm kind of feeling like that it is like when he wants to know if he's doing something wrong or if it bothers you that he's done that. And see, sometimes what people don't understand, and especially if we're a person that's like pretty positive and we're in the moment most of the time,
yes,
there's not a lot of things, yes, that bother us. And so,
right, exactly,
generally speaking, the regular population who aren't like that and love drama and love, you know, might say they don't,
right,
like drama, but they thrive,
right,
on it. Then
it's the truth.
Then they're just not on that level.
Exactly, and that's exactly what I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of things don't bother me because I don't take it personal, because I know people just project their own internal personal issues. So I just,
right,
let things go.
And as long as it's not suffocating you by holding on to something, then it's okay.
Right.
Like, if you, something bothers you and you're, you know, you don't say anything, harbors inside of you, then that's a problem.
Right.
Right. But if you're just that person, like, I don't even remember half the time. I've had people say to me, oh, I'm sorry I offended you. And I'm like, well, one, why are you assuming you even offended me?
Right.
Two, I didn't even remember. Like, I'm like, well, thanks. That's really super nice of you to even acknowledge that. But I really did not, I didn't think anything of it.
Right.
You know? So it's like, you know, I'm pretty easy going that way. And it's like, if I say something is when I'm upset.
Yeah.
And then I do sit there and I, like, you know, so, but the general person, like the general population of life of people, they don't understand when we have such an easygoing person that,
mm-hmm,
you know, really doesn't, they'd rather look at the sunshine than look at,
right,
then look at the, like, I don't know, the dying forest or something, whatever.
That
I'm just trying to make a...
That's so true.
Yes. But people's egos don't know how. They think, well, but you are supposed to have a problem with that.
Right.
Because, one, and other people, and people love to push buttons. So
that's
if they're...
True.
Yes, if they're not getting their satisfaction of those buttons being pressed, like, oh, I'm going to push her button, see how far I can get her, and you totally didn't feed into it, well, of course, they're going to be mad about that, too. And
So how do you deal with a person like that? It's just like, I'm just that easygoing, and I'm that positive.
Me, too. You know those emojis with the, have you ever seen, do you know what an emoji is, right? With the little happy,
yeah,
faces and all that. I always have that one with the big, you know, the one that has the big eyes, like, that are just like, really?
Yeah.
And
yes,
that's basically, I have a really hard time, you know, it's funny, Michael asking me about death, like, I actually have a better time dealing with death than I do with people who are, like, they think they're one thing and not, like, I deal with so many younger girls at work, because, you know, you just hear them, like, what they talk about, and
mm-hmm,
they think they know something, and they're, and I
right,
just, I honestly, I just sit there and I go, okay, well, I think I'm just going to go and read my book for a bit, because I just can't, I sometimes don't have that understanding about people either. Like, it's like, why would you worry about that stuff? Or why did you say
right,
that? You know? And it's, I just like, I retreat to myself, and I don't necessarily know if that is like the best thing to do, but it's
right,
like, it makes me like recharge a little bit. And say, you know what, it's okay that I'm by myself right now. I can create new friends later. Do you know, or I'm always in a creative mood or mode. So I'm like, if I don't like what's happening right now, then I'm just going to create something later tomorrow. I'll sit down and write, or, you know, and think about what I want to bring in my life, you know, to change
wow,
that. And I try to keep in that happy mode. And it actually, it just brings my attention to, if you have Netflix, because I know American and Canadian are sometimes different on Netflix, but there's a show called Happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that I watched that the other day on my break at work, and I was like, you know, I'm so happy I got to see this show, because it just talked about different happiness and where people are and, you know, and things that happen to us, but we still remain happy. And it's like, that's me. That's how we all should be, you know?
Okay.
So even though you're going through all this kind of stuff, still stay happy, because there's always better stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Just be authentic and be who you are, and the right things will come to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for calling, Brittany.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
God bless you. Good luck.
You. Bye.
Okay, take care, Brittany. All right. Okay. Yeah, great call. Great call. Just stay happy. I just got so many people on hold. We got to move forward. But no, be sorry. Great call. I liked it.
Yeah,
so,
it was
all
a good call.
Yes. Speaking about happy, remember that song, Happy?
Take a break.
That song.
Oh, I love that. Hot air balloon that could go to space.
Only on 30 in the line. We get this guy.
Like I don't care, baby, by the way.
There you go.
Because I'm
Diane was saying. Alright, it goes for everybody out there. Clap along if you're happy, including Bonnie out there, my producer. Let's go to next call here in Massachusetts, and we're going to bring in Annette to the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Annette. Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well,
I'm awesome.
I'm well, thank you. Alright. My question... I love that song, Happy.
I'm going to get you
giggling
now, aren't I?
I was just dancing a few minutes ago.
I love that song, too.
I love it. I mean, you can't help but to snap along with it and dance with it. I mean, I dance anywhere. If I hear any good music, I dance anywhere, and I don't care. I dance like no one's watching.
I sometimes am thankful I have to drive on the highway like a good 20 minutes to get home, and I have my music cranked and I'm dancing in my seat.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't care.
Yes.
If you can see me.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like that at work. Yeah. I mean, I'm just like, when I hear the music, I got to dance. I have to dance.
That's cute.
And I enjoy it. My question is in regards to a friendship relationship,
mm-hmm.
and it has stalled a little bit between us.
It's with a male?
And yes.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to giggle. You got me all giggly.
No, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay.
I'm wondering if he's the older male that I was thinking of.
No, actually, he's younger.
Is he a younger man? Like, I'm like, I know that this person that has come to me is between the age of 40 and 50. I'll give myself a 10-year gap this time. And that's
no,
not?
No.
Okay, that's good.
That's not
okay.
Him.
Okay.
That's okay. The next one is going to be the next one.
It'll pop up. Oh, I went through a whole entire reading day one time, and it kept the same person came coming up. And I said, so is this yours? And they're like, no. The very last reading, I think I had 7 or 10 readings. Very last reading, I say, okay, this young man is still here. He's coming back. And she's like, oh, yeah, it's my nephew. I'm like, okay, thank
oh,
you.
Wow.
We can get rid of him now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he followed me
oh,
for,
wow.
I don't know, a good 3 or 4 hours after, too. So,
wow.
Yeah, oh. It was, yeah. Anyways, sorry, oh. I didn't mean to, like, bring it back
That's
to that.
Okay. That's all right, honey. That's quite all right. That's quite all right.
That's what I like about my readings is that we talk. Do you know what I mean? And
yes.
It helps me to connect and... You know, I'm a real person,
yes,
you're a
like
real person.
Too.
I'm not, it's not voodoo, it's just sensations
right.
and feelings and pictures and, you know,
right.
but I'm just a normal person. I have a normal life and I like to help people. right?
Yes.
So,
well, look at your profession.
Yeah, I'm helping all around, like always, right? So
yeah.
That's why I like to do the radio show too. So, and then I do
absolutely.
Right, and it does keep me very balanced helping people, and
mm-hmm.
I learn a lot from people, and I even learn a lot from the people that call in, like Michael
absolutely.
Will talk, or yes, I learn so much from you guys too, and that to me is a blessing, because I sometimes
absolutely.
Need that too, right?
Amen,
so,
yes, absolutely.
Yes, so I feel that there are some fear on his part. I really hate using the word fear. He's like afraid of that commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, do you bring it up to him, or are you pretty relaxed? I almost feel like he's like, oh, she's going to bring it up, or she's going to talk about it. And,
about his
and
fear?
That kind of, about, no, that he want, that you want to be more than just friends.
No, I don't bring it up.
No. You don't.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
When you're with him, are you pretty intense? Like, do you feel it inside? I'm not saying like you're intense to him, but like inside you feel, oh, I just want him to be my boyfriend. Am I on the right track here with you?
I think in the beginning I may have felt that. And
you're okay now with
just
friends.
Yeah, just friends. I mean, it's like I go out and I chill with other people, and yeah. Yeah.
So I would just let him come to you on his time.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably still sensing a little bit of that. Do you know what I mean? Like I think he's still thinking you want a relationship with him more than just a friendship.
Yeah, well, he has somewhat kind of given me the wrong message.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of pulled back.
I would stay back.
Yeah, yeah.
Let him come to you.
Yeah,
he will
I
come
don't
to you.
Reach
he
out.
Won't. I don't like to give time frames, but I'm feeling this could take a couple of months for him to come, you know, to actually like come back and have discussion. Like I see like a message coming. Like a message, and then on a text form, like, hey, how's it going kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then it'd be kind of like, then there's like nothing for a little while, and it'll be like slowly
mm-hmm.
back like that. I think he's really trying to work his own mind out, like his own, what he wants in life.
Right.
And I think
that's
there's
true.
Something, yeah, there's something that holds him with you. There's, he appreciates that friendship.
Yes.
And he has a high value of that friendship.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You
and
know,
to
it's
be,
funny.
And to be.
Sorry, go on.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, honey. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say, it's funny because if we had a girlfriend that doesn't message us back for a couple of months, we're pretty cool with that. Hey, haven't heard
mm-hmm.
from you for a long time. But when it's a male, even when we
mm-hmm.
think it's just a friendship male, we do
mm-hmm.
go, why isn't he texting me? Why isn't he calling me? Where is he?
Right.
You know, we
right.
worry more about the guy than we do
right.
of our own closest friends, right? Maybe it's that
true.
Security
very
that
true.
The girls are always there. Like, girls are like that. Oh, yeah, how's it going? Or, you know, unless you really had a big tiff or something. Whereas guys are always like, well, if I come in, like, if I don't want her to think this, and maybe I did give her the wrong idea. You know, and then we panic
mm-hmm.
too through that energy. It's like, well, why isn't he texting me? That's, oh my gosh,
right.
you know,
oh, yeah.
there's something wrong.
Yeah.
And just treat him like he's a girlfriend. That's what I'm kind of getting at.
Yes. I kind of do. It's like, because we work in close quarters, not in close quarters, but in the same area. And to me, it's
mm-hmm.
like, you say, hey, how you doing? And we talk about what we can do in the weekend, and that's it. Because it's interesting because I could have sworn Friday. This is the message. We talked about, oh, what are you going to do this Friday? You know, because I was on vacation for about 8 days.
Uh-huh.
I was out of the office, and he didn't know. But as soon as he saw me, he's like, oh, you went away. Mm-hmm. Where'd you go? Oh, who did you go with? Did you go with girlfriends? Who did you go with? He starts to do that. He starts to do that. Where is she going? Who is she with? Even when I'm talking with other guys, you can't help but to see. He'll just come right in the middle as if he's reaching for something. He does this all the time. Any guy talking to me, automatically you can see his whole demeanor changes, and it gives me
it gives me a mixed message. I would definitely like play it cool with him and kind of like be like guy in this situation and just let him come to you. Don't send him messages. Nothing.
Absolutely. I don't.
He sends you, hey, how's it going? You give it 2 hours and say, hey, I've been doing great. Thanks for inquiring. Or, you know, how are you?
Yep.
You know, thanks for, you know, and then that's it.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
And yep. And just keep it cool like that. And I think you might see some progress here, like some different, like some changes. He needs to get through the fear. And if he's not, and you know what, don't say no to anybody else if they ask you out.
I don't.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So just,
because I'm going
to
Puerto Rico in May. I'm going to Puerto Rico in May. He doesn't know that I'm going to Puerto Rico in May.
Right.
It's like what I do.
Keep doing.
Now what I do, I just don't share that with them.
Right. Live your life. And if he wants to come around and you can even, you know, once in a while say, you know, well, you know, I'm always here. It's not like I disappeared out of your life, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's okay. You know, I don't know. Yeah. I wouldn't put my energy into it. I know it's hard not to because you have this friendship with this person, but you also have a life, and what we hold on to sometimes doesn't change that energy to allow something new to come in. And
exactly.
I think if you're going to, like, just openly ask yourself that you want to have somebody come into your life if that's what you want.
I do.
Yep.
I do, because
right.
it's the fear is actually even keeping us from a friendship, actually building on a friendship.
Right. And that sometimes that's the best thing of how something even starts. It starts with a friendship.
Yes, but we can't even get to that point of a friendship.
Oh,
we haven't talked in months.
Walk away. I would say definitely walk away and change your energy. But I should probably get another call now. So I really appreciate you calling in, and I hope this all works out for
you.
Thank you. Thank
you.
You're welcome.
Very nice. Many blessings to you.
Thank you. Blessings to you, too.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alrighty, Annette. Thanks for calling in. Diane, tell the folks how people can reach you for private sessions.
I can be reached actually over the phone or by Facebook messaging, because I know sometimes people can't from the States. I know there's a lot of states that people in the States that can't do that. I can be reached on my phone number, which is 780-915-3134. And all my information is on my website, which is www.diannaylor.com. And my name is spelled DianNaylor.
Okay, very good. All the information is listed right here on the show page. Let's take one final call here. Let's go and just remember, everybody, at an hour from now, Chuck Bergman, the psychic cop, will be here with Marilyn Pasek for an hour. So join us then. Let's go to Philadelphia and bring in Donna to the show. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Donna. How are you today?
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay. My question was, me and my husband had split up about 5 months ago. I'd just like to know, does he have more feelings than he's letting on? Or is it basically over our relationship? Do you see that?
I sense that it was his idea to split up.
Yes.
Was there another woman involved?
I think so. He says no. He feels that we weren't. I was a little bit distant for a while, but I had found phone numbers. I was the woman's name was Carol Ann. I was wondering if like it's something serious with her or if that's just a thing or you know what I mean.
Instantly, I definitely felt that there was someone else. But that was the reason why he left. I think that he's, like, really mixed up. And he almost sounds to me like he's the kind of guy that can't be by himself. Like, there has to be someone there.
No, see, he's always wanted to be by himself. Like, he wants someone there, but he wants to be alone a lot. That's what he kept saying. I want to be alone. I want to be alone.
I think that he thinks he wants to be alone, but I think I almost feel like it's he wants to be alone because then it always leaves his options open.
Right.
Is he the gentleman that I'm picking up as between 40 and 50? Is he like 45 years old?
He's 48. Mm-hmm.
48. I think this is the gentleman I've been talking about all evening. You were listening to the other part of the radio show, right? I was saying there's a male that's between 40, 50 years old. I couldn't pinpoint the exact age, but what I felt was I got an image that he was very sophisticated. He might not even be like sophisticated, like appearance, like outward appearance, but inside he feels very sophisticated.
Right.
Like he feels like I don't even sense that he even does, but he even like, he has this sense that he is like very like wealthy man inside, like all material inside. Like there's
but he's not.
Yes, but he's not. But it's all inside. It's all in his head. And what happens when he is around all these people? Because they actually see him, how he doesn't want to be perceived. So he wants to be perceived as this really sophisticated man, and people around him. That's why he doesn't want to be around people, because they don't see him the way he sees himself. Does that make sense to you?
I think so. That you're saying that, I call him sometimes arrogant. Like if he has money, he has no problem flashing it, but yet he's dirt poor at times.
Yes.
There's no money, like nothing.
Right. And then... So what happens to him, because I also wrote I wrote sophisticated and I wrote suffocating. So when he's around, so what he does is he's like flashy, 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 but then he doesn't have it, and then people see that. So people actually see him for what he is, but he doesn't like really understand. Like, he wants people to see him when he's with all the money. But when he's poor, people actually see him like, oh, well, he's just a player kind of thing. And I don't know if I'm using the exact same word, like the right word, but player and then...
Phony.
So they're just like, pardon?
Phony.
So, yeah. And narcissistic comes to my mind.
Yes.
Right? So, like, the energy around this is that... See, this is what these kind of guys do to women. They hold on to you because they can't be alone. They say they want to be alone, but they can't be alone. So there's always someone else on the back burner. You're the back burner. Oh, that's okay, because she's always there. And if this doesn't pan out, I always have her. And when you break free from that energy, you will feel so much better. Your life will completely change.
Oh, I just got chills because I really need that. Like, I have been with this man for 29 years, and I am just going through, excuse my expression, I've been going through hell. Like, he was always a drinker going out. I was home with the kids. I had a previous marriage that was abusive, but that was, like, long, long time ago. And now I was distant for him for a little while, I'll admit, you know, for about 5 years. Not real distant, but I didn't think I loved him anymore and or was in love with him. And who knows? I don't know. I might be. I don't know. I don't even know yet. But when he left, I went completely nuts. I lost it. Mm-hmm. And my youngest son's 25, and he's like, Mom, come on, you have to stop. And, you know, he works with him, and I don't know what it is. And I have this friend, it's a male friend, and I hope he's not the one that was in mind, because he's between 45 and 52, but... No, but definitely my husband, he's like, we can't, like, just to go down, it's Philadelphia, it's called Penn's Landing or something like that. He hates to do stuff like that. And if we would go down the shore, like, just to go on the beach, we could stay at a room for $60. And, oh, no, but he has to have a lot of money with him. But we don't have that. But he could, I'm trying to tell him, we could still have a nice time. We don't need to have all that money to go somewhere.
But, Donna, this is the kind of person that you can't change his mind. A narcissistic is going to make you feel, they're going to charm you. Okay, they're going to charm the pants off you. They're going to get in there. And then once they hook you and once they get you in that, I adore you, I love you, and then what they do, and it usually takes a couple years, is they crush you. And then they make you feel like somehow they get into your head that you are worthless, that you are, you know, that you can do anything better than them, and that, you know, that just because you want to do that doesn't mean that, you know, we should do it. And, you know, that's not what I want to do. And it has to be this way. And I mean, I could just go on and on and on, because I was with one for 21 years myself. And you need to break free from that. And once you break free from that, you will change. I'm not kidding you, because I am at the point now, after 5 years of leaving mine, I'm like, yay, I don't care if I have a man.
Okay, we're about out of time.
Right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Time. I'm sorry, but the clock is hitting me right in the face.
Yes,
Diane, how does she get a hold of you?
If it's okay, Donna, Michael, shoots me your phone number and I'll phone you back. So I'm sorry, I'm getting everybody's name wrong. Sorry, Michael.
Okay.
Hey, you want my phone number?
Joking. No, not on air. Not on air. I'll give it to her, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. And you'll call me right back?
I will, Donna.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Michael.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Everybody's happy. That's how we want it. All right, Diane. Only here on Journey in the Light, of course. Okay. All right. We'll see you next week. You're just wonderful.
Okay. I'm working next week, so I'll see you in 2 weeks, guys.
Following.
All right.
Okay. All right. We'll see
you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Diane Naylor, everybody. Always enjoy when she is on. And, so we'll have a break for an hour, and then Chuck Bergman, the psychic cop, and Marilyn Posick, psychic medium, angel, messenger, together, one show, 1 hour tonight, in 1 hour. Did I say 1 hour enough times? Okay, that's it, and we'll see you all here in an hour. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks, Bonnie.